Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, and on the way he took the 12 aside and said to them, "We're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life." Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels. We've just read Matthew chapter 20, verses 17 through 19. You know, there was no one who taught like Jesus. His words were gripping, penetrating, and powerful. There was no one who led like Jesus. He took a ragtag group of men and prepared them to change the world. But Jesus did not come to be a great leader. No one, absolutely no one, did miracles like Jesus. The sick, blind, lame, he healed all those he touched. He even raised the dead. But Jesus did not come to be a miracle worker. Jesus came to die. He told his disciples often that one day he was going to be delivered to the Jewish leaders. He would be mocked, beaten, crucified, and on the third day he would be raised to life. That was the Father's plan all along. Jesus came to give his life in our place. No one loved like Jesus. He loved us so much that he was willing to take our place on the cross. No one served like Jesus. Although he was God, he humbled himself for us. He died so we could live. And no one died like Jesus. Although sinless, he took on our sin. He bore our sin in his body on the cross. And then he conquered death by rising to life. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth to die for my sin. Thank you for loving me, serving me, and dying in my place. Thank you for conquering death itself. Thank you for providing the way so I could pass from death to life. I thank you. In your name I pray. Amen. Hey, if we can pray for you here at The Journey, let us know by sending your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.